This is Boston Freeway. You are listening to Say Something with Yassi Kuti. Say something scary, that is, if you can handle it.
If you see something, say something. If you see something, say something. If you see something, say something. If you see something, say something.
Can you hear me now? Hello? 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 Today is the day of the Halloween. The happy Halloween. And the Book of the Dead. Listening, it will be read to you, the great liberation. When we together can get rid of the goblins that haunt us. Are you being haunted by the goblins today? I know I am. But together, we can overcome. I have seen so many nightmares today, walking in the cells of the outside world, and some of them are zombies that dance to Michael Jackson. But they dance very well in unison. I do not know what to do when I am approached by crows or zombies, witches, skeletons, creatures for that matter. Someone told me to throw candy at them. But I wonder what kind of candy they like. Please, if you know what kind of candy these scary creatures like, you can call me and tell me. My number is 617-454-4237. Please hurry. There's a fly in the room. I feel I need a golden shower. Or maybe a carbon removal mantra. Someone's crazy out there. I saw something the other day. It was beyond any kind of rational thinking I've ever heard. Basically, when I went to the bathroom, I turned off all the lights and I got up close to the mirror. It was perfect because I could not see anything. Yet I knew that there must be a reflection in the mirror. Mustn't there, even though the light is off? Can I still see? I turned off all the lights and closed the door. And I found a lighter. So I turned on the lighter. And I look into the mirror, and for some reason, I started chanting, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary. I did this 13 times, and then I saw a Bloody Mary behind my left shoulder. Some say I was lucky to be alive. I heard they said she has been known to be killed the person calling her or scratch their eyes out. I think she just drove me mad because I felt angry for a little while. But then I was okay. And for the most part, I was lucky that she did not pull me into a mirror with her. Because then, when you turn off the light and look in the mirror, you will say my name and I will appear. Because I am in the mirror, does that mean my reflection is everywhere? Only you could tell. Turn off the light and call me. My number 617-454-4237. Just keep dancing in the courtyard to the Michael Jackson song. It scares me sometimes. I wonder how Michael is right now. This is what I am.
빨리 안 빨리 돼. 결국에 여러분들 구독되고
Give them Gandhi, gives them great liberation. And fills their bellies with the sweet sugars of success. Let us help the dead. Get out of their state of reincarnation and assimilation by giving them Gandhi. I like to give out the gold finger. Is that what it's called? I do not know anymore, for I have not eaten a gold finger in ages. Without knowing myself, or my own way of thinking, or why I think of certain things. Tell us of these these wars and conflicts. But first, we must begin with ourselves, must we not? It's not so simple, but it is extremely difficult to follow oneself, to see how one's thought operates. One has to be extraordinarily alert and aware of the dead that are walking. So that as one begins to be more and more alert, they can see the dead. Hello, caller.
Hello, Yossi. How are you?
I am good, caller. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm looking forward to your Halloween spectacular.
Thank you, caller. Have you seen any of these dead zombies lately? Walking around?
I hear the zombies are very popular this year, but I haven't seen any myself in a long
time. Well, make sure you have plenty of candy on you, because I hear that's how you get rid of them.
Oh, that's good, yes. I'm going to walk around with some candy in my pocket and just ask people to take what they want out of my pants.
Yes, what kind of pants are you wearing?
Just regular jeans with patches on the knees.
And what kind of candies will you be serving from your pants?
I think I'm going to have some Whoppers and some Bag Nuts and some Smarties and some Pixie Sticks and some M&Ms and maybe some Skittles and some Kit Kats. Some candy canes.
That's a lot of candies.
It is. I'm going to try to stuff my pants for Halloween.
You must have some big pants. Where are they? The type of pants they wear in the New York City.
Yes, I always get my pants from New York City, from the warehouse by the water. They sell pants right off of the ship before they get to the stores.
Those must be some pretty tight pants.
Yes, they are. Their size, it's a tiny waist, but the pants themselves are pretty roomy.
Very well. And you can fit all those Pixie Sticks and Whoppers and Kit-Kats.
No problem.
That is good, because I hear there are lots of dead zombies walking around looking for these candies, and if they don't get them, they eat your brain.
That's pretty scary, and very trendy right now, too. Very scary trend, the zombie trend.
Yes, it's always good to be trendy during the trend.
Yes, I also hear that the sexy trend for the women is still pretty trendy.
But oh, yes.
It might be tough in the Boston area because of all the snow.
Oh, the snow. I did not know it was winter time.
No, in the winter time either. Halloween usually comes in the autumn, but here it is. There's snow on the ground. I don't know what's going on.
Right here, there's people with
What do you do for Halloween in the city?
I just watch the dancers.
The dancers? Like Dancing with the Stars?
Yes. Dancing with the Stars.
I do not keep up with Dancing with the Stars, but tell me more about this show and why it appeals to you.
I must.
Hello, hello, hello. 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 It's Halloween and I'm all alone. Hello. Hello. Where did Glossy Goldie go? Is he dancing with the stars? I do not know. Do not know where Yossi Goldie went.
Hello, caller. I'm sorry, I have to be quiet.
Why?
They're looking at the room. Please take over my show for a few minutes.
Okay, I will take over for the show. Welcome, everybody. This is Yossi Goldie's show. And I am Juan Fernandez, and I am talking to you live from outside the Boston area, where we got some snow. And I guess Halloween is a good time to talk about the dead and the living, and what happens when we die. Personally, I think we just turn into chocolates once we are buried. It makes perfect sense, and that's why we hand out candy during Halloween, so that we can harken back to our Coco roots. That's a very personal belief, and I know many people would not think that.
I believe in you, Connor.
You are back, Yossi Goldie.
Yes. They are standing outside of the room.
Is it a specter?
I think so. He looks like a zombie, but I'm not sure. I don't have any gold finger to give him, so I'm afraid he will eat my brain.
That is very unfortunate for you, Yossi. I wish I could give you some relevant advice, but I have not had any experience with zombies.
Yes, unfortunately. I do not have the candy to give him a bribe.
Is there something that you can disguise as a candy to give to him? Perhaps as a distraction so that you can knock him over the head or something as he's unwrapping this fake candy?
I do not know, caller. Perhaps there's something brown lurking around that I can give him. I must look around.
Yes, distract him with something.
Yes. I do see a dead mouse in a trap.
Oh, maybe a zombie wouldn't think that that is a treat because it is dead.
But I heard they just want the candy. I don't have any sugar to put on the mouse.
Can you perhaps maybe paint one of your fingers brown and entice him with like a fake chocolate finger.
But then he will eat my finger, and I will not have one.
No, just if he's about to bite you, maybe you can punch him in the in the skull.
But I always have a big butt.
Or maybe you can show him your nipples and he thinks that they are mints, strawberry mints or something like that. And then just as he goes to bite, you punch him in the head.
Myler, I cannot be violent toward the zombie. All I can do is hug him and hope for the very best.
Even if it's in self-defense, you cannot be violent with a zombie that wants to eat your brain.
No, because they might put me in the isolation chamber again. Sometimes zombies aren't who they really ought to be, and maybe in the disguise of the Yeti.
Oh, I see. So the zombie cannot run away from its true nature. It must let it be itself.
Yes. And in the cell.
Is the zombie still there, Yasigurd?
He is, but I think he's going to go away soon.
Oh, that is good. So, what guests do you have lined up for your Halloween spectacular?
Well, I'm always trying to get Michael Jackson on the phone. He sometimes calls me, but I have not heard from him today.
Well, I'm afraid that I have some bad news for you, Yasigoli. He died, I think 2 years ago.
No, Connor, don't say that. Who have I been talking to on the phone then?
He died, he was taking some very powerful drugs as a sedative, because to cure his insomnia, his doctor prescribed him so powerful a drug, and he overdosed on this, and now he is walking among the dead.
Maybe he's been trying to phone home and call me.
Maybe he is that zombie that is looking at you.
He might be. That would explain all the zombies dancing in unison to Michael Jackson's song in the courtyard.
You can sing a Michael Jackson song to him and see how he reacts.
Yes.
Or you can flash a sequin glove or a small child and see how he reacts.
What song do you recommend I sing to him?
Sing to the zombie. Sing him a Thriller. It's very seasonal appropriate.
Oh, the Thriller. I will have to figure out how to sing a song again. Do you know how to sing the Thriller?
It goes, Thriller night, you're fighting for your life. When the beast comes to fight, and Thriller night, you're running for your life inside. Get up, and so forth.
You're very good at the Thriller song.
Yes, it's been a few years since, a few decades since I've heard it. Mm-hmm. That's what I remember.
Oh, caller, I think I have another call. Let me do a conference with you.
Okay, that sounds cool, Yoshi.
Hello, caller.
Hello, Yoshi. Oh, I love that song, Selena, too.
Hello? You love the song?
Hi, Gassi.
Hello, Connor.
Do you know that other song? It's about the Busters of Ghosts.
No, Connor.
I want to hear a song about ghosts.
No, not ghosts. The Busters of Ghosts.
Oh, I do not know this song. You should sing some of it for us.
Yes. It goes something, I think it goes something like this, Yassi. When you're feeling strange in the neighborhood, who are you going to call? The Bustings of Ghosts.
It doesn't sound familiar to me at all. Was this a popular song at the time? Hello?
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 I don't even know what's going on anymore. What song are you singing?
For Yassi? Hello?
Hello, caller?
For Yassi, can you guess what I'm wearing today?
Are you wearing a candy bar necklace? Around your throat?
I'm dressed in a suit, yes. Can you guess what suit I'm wearing?
A suit? It must be your birthday suit.
Oh, Yassi! Oh, yeah.
Is it a zoot suit?
No, okay.
I see.
Maybe it's a pantsuit like Hillary Rodham Clinton wears.
Very tight,
Yassi. Ovish Mir color.
Ovish Mir, Yassi. Yes, I have to admit, I've been getting a bit of a crush on your colors. I was just saying, really.
Oh, yes. Thank you. I'm spoken for, as they say, but. I thank you. Your voice is very enticing. I wonder if that is your natural voice or if that's your radio voice.
You're such a silly man. Do you wear glasses?
Yes, I have several pairs of glasses on right now. It's very sunny.
Why, how many glasses?
Yeah, see, in my home country, instead of Halloween, they call it Halloween.
Oh yes, happy Halloween to you too, Carlos.
Yes, happy Halloween.
Have you seen any dead weenies lying around?
Yes, I fed a child an apple today for Halloween and he threw it all up over his costume.
Are you alright?
Oh, for shame. Was that child a zombie? You should have given him the candy.
Now he's dressed as Spider-Man.
As a what color?
Goodbye, Yassi.
Color. And may you spread your candy far and wide.
Well, unfortunately, I have to go to Yassi. I have many errands to run on Halloween. I want to get them done before the shops close. You know how they close early on Halloween, so everybody can get home and sing Halloween carol.
Yes, caller. Make sure you stuff your pants with all them candies, so you do not get attacked or vomited on by the children and zombies.
Yes, yes. And good luck with your zombie problem there, Yassi. Sounds like you have it under control, but you never know with these books.
I know. I am going to sing the Thriller right now to you.
Oh, good luck. Yes, I hope that it is soothed. As they say, music, it soothes the savage beast.
Yes. everybody's
good luck, have a good day, and have a happy Halloween. I very much enjoyed your Halloween spectacular, so...
Thank you, Connor. Happy Halloween to you.
Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. We must remember this thriller. They're playing it in the courtyard.
It's close to midnight. Something evil's lurking in the dark. Under the moonlight, you see a sight that almost stops your heart. You try to scream.
I am confused too. Because Michael Jackson always calls me, and nobody told me he was dead. It's a thriller. I don't know where to run. If I played the thriller for him, maybe the zombie will go away. Or maybe he'll just dance. I do not know. Please, somebody. I promise. I promise I'll get you the gold finger. If you just rest in peace. Rest in the peace. Somebody, please send me a gold finger. I need to dance. Michael. I just can't believe it, Michael.
Give my gold the gold finger.
Hello, everybody out there. If you are experiencing the zombies, the dead of the world, please call me. Together, we can share candies to give to these tormented beings. All they want is candy. They just want you to give them a candy. Forever give them the candy. There's still time to call me. My number is 617-554-4. I feel like I'm turning into the zombie. I think I was bit. Michael Jackson bit me. That's the only explanation I can see. Please give me the candy. That is the cure. If you give the zombie candy, they will be normal again. Please, I need the goldfinger. Just send it through the phone. Send it. Telepathically. Send it. Or maybe you can use those beams that they use in the Star Trek. I forget what they call them. But please beam me up the gold finger. Get on to reach the end. I have neither the time nor occasion or opportunity. Lost all clarity. Of the endless river. Of chocolate. Hello, caller.
Hello, Yossi.
Do you have...
This is your guest calling you today.
Hello, are you a zombie?
I am not a zombie. I am the living embodiment of death.
Thank you, caller. I mean...
This will be your last show, Yossi.
Why must you say, are you taking the show away from
that? That remains, Yossi, that you will not be around to host Say Something next week. So we will be looking for a replacement.
Did Gustave put you up to this? Is he trying to take over? Is it a Yeti?
Willy Wiley will be taking over your show. He will find a home in the studio.
But I am not even in the studio. Death.
Where are you? I will find you tonight before the clock strikes 12.
Is that noon? 12 time? Or 12 at the night time? I do not know.
Do you fear me, Yossi?
No. I do not fear the death. For
will you be requesting a final meal, Yossi?
I just want my gold finger. That's all. A golden finger.
The gold makes no difference. Where you will be?
Are you putting a hex on me?
Ravnaranjan. Ramkar. Rarangar. Let me out!
No. Jokhnaranjan. Om Paul.
Rarangar. Soha. Sadna. If I say the magic words, what will you do?
My roaming minutes are coming to an end, so I must leave you until I see you.
Yes, Dad, I will be waiting to see you at 12 o'clock for lunch.
Not take it personally, Yossi. It is just the nature of things.
Yes, I understand. And I am ready to accept.
Goodbye now.
Goodbye, the death. May you have a nice Halloween as well. Please, callers. It's not too late. Send me your golden finger before the zombie death take over. And happy.
Om Paul, Rarangar, Soham, Satna. Jokhnaranjan, Om Paul, Rarangar, Soham, Satna.